ஓம் சாந்தி.
ஓம்
சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி.
ஓம் சாந்தி.
பேனோ ने नहीं बोला.
Daddy only heard the sound of the brothers. His sisters didn't say anything.
इधर उधर देख रही है. Attention please.
Sisters are looking around everywhere, so now please sit with attention. Who am I? Today is Murli. Who am I and who is mine?
आज बाबा ने कहा कर्म अकर्म विकर्म की गति. सत्योग में अकर्म होता है.
Today Baba spoke of the philosophy of karma, neutral karma and pure karma. In Satyug we have, in the golden age we have neutral action and we're learning to perform that from here.
Jo pehle pehle Baba ne chakkar banaya tha.
When the picture of the cycle was first created, then the four ages, golden, silver, copper, iron, were shown in the form of a swastika, stabilizing the in the original stage. When a person starts their business and they open their accounts book, then they start with drawing a swastika, considering it to be an auspicious symbol. Daddy's been thinking, oh, she's been here such a long time, but really looking at it, she's only come yesterday. But she's finding something's very good. Well, like what? What things? Daddy had said something. In order to move along economically, just to continue to move along with the name of one. This is what Baba teaches us. Secondly, to be economical. To spend very little and yet have greater splendor. Daddy had said to everyone in Bharat, Morin doesn't have a car. Do you have a car? Jintiben doesn't have a car. They have the one office car shared by a few people. Daddy said they're all bekar. Bekar otherwise means useless, but it means without a car. And in India, everyone wants a car. They must have over 100 cars. So Daddy feels very proud, very intoxicated that we manage here without so many cars. Daddy says, do I have a car? There's no car for me that's kept here. Anytime someone would say, I'm going to drive Daddy to this place or that place. Denise, do you have a car? Otherwise she couldn't have managed without a car. Manjuben, how do you come? Someone brings you. You don't have your own car. There is one center car. Who has a car? That is taking the accounts of everyone. Govind Bhai has a car. Kavita Ben doesn't have her car. Govind Bhai brings Kavita Ben regularly. Means
aaj main kal in behno se baithi.
Yesterday Daddy was sitting with a few of her sisters after the class she gave in the morning, just on arrival. And today Daddy met the mothers and brothers who were working in the kitchen, and the whole room, Daddy's sitting room, became full. So many people helping in the kitchen. So I'd like to share something that was very special.
Pati patni
Even though it may be a couple, but there isn't the awareness, there isn't that order of this one's my husband and this one's my wife, this one's my son and this one's my daughter and I'm the mother, this one's my daughter-in-law, I'm the mother-in-law. Everyone's free from the relations of the body. Detached in terms of the relations of the body. So you see how God's love is making you move along. It's really a wonder.
Wonder, Baba.
No one feels, I should have my own home. I should have this, I should have that, all the time wanting. Should I say that? But I want this, I want this. This makes you into someone who's very low class. The word actually rhymes with the title for a toilet cleaner. So that is, if I say something today, don't mind it. I want a room for my own self, alone. Just live simply, completely free, not holding on to anything. That he loves the little angels and so on her windowsills, the whole sill is completely filled with angels. So she says, yes, people generally worship the deities, but here, that is, angels are never worshipped. I've shared this in Bharat and even here also. Once Baba had said, when we had just come to Brijkoti from Karachi and it was later we went to Abu, Baba was standing at the top of the stairs, like the staircase that we've got in reception, where everyone can stand in the reception. So it was like that in Brijkoti. So Baba was standing at the top of the stairs and all of our sisters were sitting down below the steps. And there weren't many brothers then. So Baba had then at that point said to Dada Vishwakishore, don't wear white clothes. He used to have a hat. Baba told him you can wear a hat and a suit so that when people from outside, when you go to meet people from outside, they shouldn't consider you to be just someone like one who's renounced everything. The building that we have in Pandavapuram, do you know how much that was bought for? It was a building from which you could see the river from the building. So Baba said, look in that area, see if there's any buildings available that we could actually buy cheaply. And he asked Baba, how much should I offer? And Baba said, 13,000. 13,000 rupees. Just that much. It was a bungalow belonging to Maharaja. He had left it alone and there was nothing left it and there was no one staying there. So he went to the person who was there, looking after it, I think, and he said, do you want to sell this? This is how much I've got. That's all I can offer. And so this person, he said, I want to use it for a charitable purpose. And so this person gave it to him. And so that building was Pandavapuram. And so you see how Baba made an offer, saying to Dada Vishwakishore that this is how much you should make an offer for, and that's how much it was bought for.
My
mother said it's good that the Dilwala temple is also nearby. That's our memorial. So when we first came to Mount Abu, we went. Baba took us to see the Dilwala temple. The sisters had gone, and from, even in those days, I didn't used to go for walking so much. There would have been 2-3 sisters staying behind, but I would just be engrossed in doing my tapasya with Baba, and so I wouldn't go out so much. So we got that building for 13,000 rupees. And the place where we've got Baba's picture, there was a door, and the room next to it, Mama used to stay. And this is where Ishuban's office is. Behind there, there was a couple of other sisters staying, Ishudadi and someone else. And Baba asked me, have you been to Dilwala temple? And I said, no, Baba, I haven't been there. And so Baba said, child, you should go and see it. Just go and see whether your room is there, your memorial, your room where you were doing tapasya, see if it's there. So I went there. I went to see my room that would have been there as a member, as a memorial. Now I'm staying in Shakti Bhavan in Madhuban. So there also I just think I'm sitting in the Dilwala temple. So this is my room in this temple that Baba has given me yesterday. I don't know whether I shared this or not. I was asked, did you get married? And I said, yes. So what's his name? I said, Dilaram, the one who comforts the heart. Do you have children? And she said, yes, I have 2 children, happiness and peace. So happiness is the son and peace is the daughter. Dada, do you have 2 children? Happiness and peace. Both are very good children. They're doing very good work, and I'm completely free. Who am I? Who do I belong to? All are good. Once there was this mother from Pakistan who had a very high post. She'd heard about Madhuban, and so she came to check it out, to see it. In those days, Dadi Gulzar was still in Ahmedabad. So Baba had said in today's Moli, look at everyone, they are souls, look at them as souls. But then, first of all, to be aware, who is Baba? He is the one who doesn't come into the cycle of birth and rebirth. So who is he? So God, the ocean of knowledge, He's also the ocean of love, the ocean of peace. The history hall was built later, but the place where the offices are, that is offices, there was one room there in which Baba would conduct the Murli. And we used to be living in those quarters also. And then later the rooms got added. Once Baba took me for a walk towards the tower, walking towards the Tower of Peace. In those days it was a tennis court. So this was in June 1968. So Baba took me for a walk there.
Jagdish Bhai ka bhi cha tha. So training center banna chahiye.
So Jagdish Bhai's thought was that there should be a training center built here so that the teachers can be trained. And Baba said, no, it should be here in Madhuban.
Pillars lage the. Training center banega.
And so there were pillars there already. Baba said the training center will be built here and you can come and conduct the classes here. So in those days, before Baba became a VIP, he had said, training center will be built here, and here it will be your room, the place where Daddy's room is now in Indraprastha. And so Baba had at that time said it. Of course, it was built later after Baba became Aviat, but Baba had given the instructions and told me at that time that your room will be here in the training center. So it was as though Baba had created this room for me for the future, even before he left. In those days, Dadi had just the one room there. Opposite her was Dadi Nirmal Shanta, and the room number three was Dadi Santri. So once the doctor had been called because I wasn't so well, and the doctor said, this one is fine, don't need to worry about her, but you need to look after Santri Dadi. She needs to be cared for. And the doctor was concerned about her health. And I'm not sure when she passed away during the night. I had a lot of love for her. There was also a physical, logic relationship. And she was the wife of Dada Vishwakishore, but you couldn't tell that these two were husband and wife. And her body was kept outside. And so I went and sat next to the body. It used to be very cold then. It was very cold. And so I got pneumonia at that time. They took me to Ahmedabad. And they were staying in Sukshanti Dham in Ahmedabad, the older building. And everyone looking at Dadi, they were thinking that this is the one who was going to die, but the other one left her body. This is when Didi passed away. And so from that time also, Dadi, this was in 83-84, so from that time also Dadi considered it to be a new birth for herself. And Baba said, child, you don't worry about anything, don't be concerned about anything, everything will be fine. So from that time I felt, at that time Dadi had double pneumonia. The lungs were affected quite badly also, but then everything was resolved and Dadi's health was okay. But Dadi felt she wanted to do a lot of service even then. Now Nirvay Bhai is looking after everyone. In those days we had Dada Vishwakishore who was looking after everyone. He would be concerned about each one's health. He had specially studied homeopathic medicine. And so whoever wasn't well, he would give this medicine to that person. How to move along economically within the yagya. He was a wonderful example of that. Where is Jim Ryan? I can't see him now. Not here. Jim is there, he's sitting at the back somewhere.
Otto. Otto.
Jim should stand up so that Daddy can see you. Very old in Gyan. And he said, in Baba Bhavan days, 1980-81, the Global House came much later, but in Baba Bhavan he told me, when there is a tribunal of Dharamraj, then you mustn't sit in that tribunal. You will say, this one did this and this one did this. You'll be able to give the proper account and you'll show us the finger. So Jim Ryan had shown his finger to Daddy at that time, saying, this is what you would do. So that's why Daddy, he gave that intoxication to Daddy, that now she has this right. If she's sitting in the tribunal, then she'll show them her stern finger that you did this. And so, of course, Dharamraj will ask you, first of all, did you make any mistakes? So when I was about to die, I kept a lot of attention that I don't want to be trapped in anyone's name and form, but no one else should be trapped in my name and form. And so God truly saved me from all of that. And this is a record that no one can be trapped in my name and form. Is there anyone who remembers this me? Everyone is very good. Engage in service. The power of honesty, truth and love is making each one serve, and in this way you're creating your own fortune. To be able to create your own fortune in service. Gopi was in Madhupan just recently. And she said, I'm going to go to Holland from there. Now she's come back from Holland. Jacqueline sent me a beautiful remembrance letter and also sent me some Toli. I spoke to her today on the phone saying I received your Toli. So just as I got this awareness from Jim Ryan that I shouldn't be part of the tribunal, in the same way the memorial of Chaplin is the two words of positive and negative. In any situation, I don't want to listen to anything negative. I don't want to speak anything negative. I spoke to her on the phone after a long time, a very old friend of mine. Today I met 2-3 sisters who are very old in Gyan, where they used to stay before, where they're staying now, but within the awareness, the memories of the past enable you to live with that honesty and truth. So to have that honesty, to have love, to have such love, not that you have love for one and not for another, then I can't love this one. No. Just to be aware that all are souls and it is each one's part. Today's Muli, I must have sat and read it for nearly 4 hours, reading a page at a time. I would pick it up and then put it down, pick it up and put it down when someone would come to meet me. So really, I thought today's Muli was very wonderful. To give someone Baba's introduction, give them the knowledge of the drama, give them the knowledge of karma, of how to perform karma, The actions of deities are very good. They never do anything wrong. It's also mentioned in the Gita to forget the body and all bodily relations, to be detached from everyone, and to have honesty and love in the form of the teacher. In the form of the teacher, he teaches us very well. Then Baba says, explain the picture of the ladder, the picture of the tree, of how we've come down and how we then have to go up. We've come down from the golden age and then we've reached here. Then you're able to fly up above. But of course it takes time for us to come down because it's 84 births we have to go through. But in going up, someone might say, I want to attain moksha, eternal liberation. And Baba says, no. Baba said, you have to go all the way to the top and then come down again. So I had said something like, at one point I had said that I wanted to be around to see the birth of Krishna, and so perhaps that's why Baba has kept me here. I want to see who Krishna takes birth to. So I remember telling Sakar Baba about this. So there must be someone who was... There must be someone who didn't take birth. Of course, there must be some soul who would give birth to Krishna. And in the second birth of Krishna, for someone else to give birth to Krishna. There isn't so much praise of those parents, but if you look at the temple of Lakshmi and Narayan, that's a beautiful temple. When it was we used to go to the temple of Lakshmi Narayan and then come back home, and so in order to be able to worship
Krishna,
so in those days we weren't so much aware also because everything came out so new, but the vision of Lakshmi and Narayan, who were first Radha and Krishna, and after their marriage they became Lakshmi and Narayan. They're the ones who are worshipped. And then as you continue to come down birth by birth, people think that the cycle is of hundreds of thousands of years, but no, it's only 5,000 years. So understand this very well and explain to others. So understand that we're now about to remain home. So what Baba has said, this is how we've done service, isn't it? Look, you enjoy doing what Baba says.
Practically, उसे life क्या बन गई है?
Let's see what one's life has become after coming to Baba. Today, sitting with the mothers, I saw no one has any attachment to anyone. And in fact, even I didn't remember that this one had any children or what. They had forgotten and I had forgotten also. So when I was giving Toli, then they say, I'm that same one, the child of so and so. And then that is remembered. Ishwar Bhai was there to meet Daddy also, because he also helps to chop the vegetables in the morning. And then Deepti came to collect him.
wonder hai de sat de ke sab samand se.
To be detached from the body and all bodily relations, not to have any karmic accounts with anyone.
मुरली दादा के लिए बाबा ने कहा था मुझे साकार में इसका ध्यान रखना.
In Sakar days, Baba had said to me, look after this one. That's all Baba had to say. Just by paying that attention. I've heard Murali Dada listens to the Murali 2-3 times throughout the day. Baba always used to say, let there be the magic of Murali, so that each word of the Murali is imprinted on you. Explain about the ladder, explain about the tree. And then Baba says, explain more, so continue to explain in detail. Baba gives, the teaches us and then sees how much we are using that study. That's when I give so much love to Mataji also. She's sitting in front and then nodding in agreement. Always very happy. Mani Ben's mom. She's got a fixed seat also. And Sanjay also. Would you share about your transformation? Look at his face. See? Yesterday, Daddy called him. I saw his face and I took him to my room and I had a chat with him. Really changed so much. At that time, his parents were in Mauritius, and from there they had come here, and then they had said to Daddy, you keep him. So the parents still stayed in Mauritius afterwards, and Sanjay came here. Balwant was born in Leicester and used to come here in the early days. This house was built afterwards, but all of these people, they're from Tennyson Road days when we first started everything. I've heard Reva Ben is also here. She's sitting a bit further away. The two sisters, Shashi Ben. That is, she doesn't go on service anywhere, but of course she goes to many places. And she reads the Murali here also. Does she read it well? That is sent Reva Ben to Lagos because Lagos is a child of London, so Daddy had also gone to Lagos in the early years. I don't remember whose house I stayed in. The main thing is to follow the Srimat of the Satguru and to keep yourself free from the influence of Manmat and Parmat, not to be following the dictates of the self or of others, not to create an influence of one on another. So listen to the Murali as though Baba is explaining to you. Baba is the one who's explaining, and those who are understanding, they're nodding in agreement. Then Baba looks at each one, are they understanding? So Baba would look at the first one, second one, third one, and see if they're nodding in agreement. No one should forget the days of childhood, and then let my remembrance not make you cry. Knowledge has really penetrated inside from childhood. Yesterday, like I said, the heart, the head, and the drishti all have changed. In Hindi, it's all these. When you have a true heart, a clean heart, the Lord is pleased. When the child has courage, the father helps. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. So what would others do then? If you please the Lord, I always remember what Jim has said, and his record from the beginning has always been good. From childhood, he's made Baba belong to him. Made Daddy belong to him, Baba belong to him. Baba says, sweet child, sweet child. So how do we become sweet? How can we become sweet? With honesty, truth. Some would say the father up above, pointing with their finger up above. And I think Daddy remembers coming to London via the Kuwait Airlines. And so Daddy said, they asked me to say Allah, and so I said it in that way, and they all became so happy. So now you all say it. They don't know who Allah is. We know who Allah is. And then Daddy gave a lecture there, and then the center was open there. Daddy says it's the best center. When I first came to London, Daddy had stopped at the Kuwait airport. She was waiting there. She was remembering it even now, a couple of years ago, when she had stopped by there. A few years ago, she was saying, this knowledge of the drama is so sweet. Whatever is the past, not to be engrossed with something of others, and not to be engrossed with anything of the past. I don't remember anything of yesterday, today. Is Poonam sitting here, no? You've understood all of knowledge? Or are you enjoying it today? I don't have any other knowledge of myself, simply that I am a soul. And so when I am a soul, then I'm detached from the body, relations, anything else, completely detached. Nothing is mine, just wearing the white clothes and empty pockets. Then the feeling is, I'm the one who lives in this. There's a picture in the corridor where Daddy is holding a globe. What am I going to do with the globe? But it says so. There isn't a single country that I've left out yet. I've been everywhere. Baba sent me to all the countries. I don't know if I shared it yesterday or not. But when I came here yesterday, when I came here in the morning, seeing the hall completely full, the balconies were full, the hall was full, And just before that, that he had been to Baba's room. So when Baba had first sent Dadi to London, at that time Dadi had said to Didi and Dadi, "I'm not going to be able to find such a Baba in London there, and so I don't want to go to London." And Dadi said, "Yes, you'll be able to find Baba." And then she said, "The Baba that we have here, I'll send that to you." So Dadi is saying, "There's a picture of Baba in all the rooms in Shakti Bhavan now, but there isn't such a picture of Baba like you have here in Global House." So that's the picture that Dadi had sent. Used to be as though we had kept Baba's picture there in Tennyson Road. That's where Dadi was staying first.
Baba jo muli chalane ke liye is rath ka aadhar kiya.
So it's a wonder that Baba took the support of this chariot to speak the murli, and so we have to follow that father. And so there's been so much happiness experienced in following the father. There isn't anything else we have to do. But just by simply following the father, we'll become equal to the father. Whoever you are following, you're colored by their company. You're colored by their thoughts. He's our teacher as well as our protector. Many times I've had this experience in my life of how he is my protector as well as my teacher. He gives such teachings. Today when I heard Poonam Ben was coming to meet me, I felt it was wonderful. Yesterday I saw Sheila Ben. Is Sheila Ben here? Yesterday you were sitting at the side in the front. Today you've gone far back. There's so much recognition and love you have for Father. It's because there is recognition that there is love. If there wasn't that recognition, you wouldn't be able to feel that love, to have that love for Baba. Because of that recognition, there is regard, there is love. This works so much. The recognition, the regard, the love. Because of the recognition, there is regard. Then Baba would also feel, "Yes, this child recognizes me." Because Baba gives us teachings, then he becomes our protector in such a way that we don't need to take the support of any bodily being. In my whole life, and there's no need to take support of anyone, even though that person may also be on this path. What's the time now? 8:20. We're going to give Toli? Going to give Madhuban Toli?
Yeah.